Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time again. We have the prayer line with Pastor Christopher, engineered by Floyd Brown. If you're in need of help, we have Pastor Christopher here to pray for you, so don't be afraid. The number that you can call in is going to be 657-383-1974. Pastor Christopher, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hello, caller?
I hope it's not the same caller.
All right, Pastor Christopher, just in the meantime, while we're waiting for callers to call in to get prayer, we had our conversation on Tuesday. What I wanted you to talk about, if you would, or we left off on what it means to have faith and a prayer relationship with God. So if I can have you just elaborate on that just a little bit, that'd be excellent.
What is to have faith and what else?
And the importance of a prayer relationship with God.
A prayer relationship with the Most High is one has to be disciplined, and one has to surrender, shift to the Most High. You got to fully surrender to have a divine relationship with Him, because one must have a listening ear to be obedient and be sensitive to the Spirit. Because if he don't have a listening ear, then he won't be able to hear what the Spirit is saying. You come out? Because in order for the Spirit to talk to you, he's gonna have to get in you. In order for him to get in you, then you got to fully surrender and to recognize it's not about you, it's about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is talking. In order for the Holy Spirit to talk and you to be submissive to hear the Spirit, that means that you've got to sit still in order for him to talk to you. And to develop a prayer life with the Spirit is one must discipline himself. You're talking about that he can develop a relationship with the Most High, because he's talking, but you're too busy moving around, you know. So, you know, the Spirit talk to people in different ways. You're talking about, and everybody has their own type of relationship with the Most High. You're talking about, but if you want to develop a relationship with Him, you got to surrender self. You got to surrender yourself to him. You got to surrender to him.
Pastor Christopher, we do have a call in the line who would like prayer. Her name is Patricia, and she would like to have prayer for her family and children.
Patricia from where? What city?
Patricia is calling from.
I'm calling from the big metropolis of Madison, Mississippi.
All right. Most High, we thank you. We thank you for Sister Patricia. We thank you for her family. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you right now. We cover them with your blood. Strengthen them on every side. Go before and make the crooked place straight. Thank you, God. Thank you. And we lift up our son to you right now in a special way. We lift him up to you right now. We lift him up. We bring him before you right now. You made him. You designed him. You know all about him.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
You know his destiny. You know his purpose. And you even know the plans you have for his life. And I'm asking that you would stretch out your mighty hand and touch him. Touch him in a way that his enemies can't even touch him. And we thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you for him. We thank you for him right now. We thank you for him. We even lift his mind up to you right now. We lift his mind up to you right now. Oh, my. We lift his heart up to you right now. I'm asking that you will bring him under divine conviction, that you will rest him in the Holy Ghost. Put him under the Holy Ghost of rest. Ooh, to the point where you can get his full attention. Get his full attention. Give him that Acts chapter 9 experience, like you gave Saul on the road of Damascus. You got his full attention, but you did it the way you want to do it. But do it the way you want to do it. That only you can get the glory. Only you can get the praise. And we thank you, God. Let him have a divine encounter with you. Do it in a way that will literally blow his mind. And we declare we'll give you the glory. We declare we'll give you the praise. And we thank you right now. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for praying for my children.
You're welcome.
Hello, Pastor Christopher. We have Nellie on the line from Los Angeles, California, and she would also like to have you pray for her as well. Hello, Nellie, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Pastor Christopher?
Okay. Yeah, sure. We thank you for Nellie. We ask that you scratch out your hand. We ask that you will move in a special way. I ask that you move in a special way. Move in a special way. Move, Abba. Move in a special way. Move in a special way. And I hear the Lord say, what he bless you with, he told me to tell you, use wisdom. Use wisdom. What he bless you with, use wisdom. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Oh, sign out of God. Touch right now. Touch right now. Move right now. Move expediently. We thank you right now. Oh, sign out. We thank you right now. Go on the inside of her body. Go on the inside of it. Shake it up. Shake up the very foundation. And we thank you for that health miracle right now. Touch every kidney. Touch every liver area. Even touch the blood circulation. God, I thank you. Tell every demon in hell, sickness is not your portion. Sickness is not your bread. It's not God's will for sickness to be in your body. That's not his divine will. That's not his divine purpose. He said, I worship of all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Strengthen her body on every side. And the Lord is telling me to tell you by his stripes, not by the doctor's stripes, not what the report said, but he said by his stripes that you are healed. By his stripes,
Jesus,
that you're completely healed. And he said,
Jesus.
Who report you going to believe? Is you going to believe the report of the doctor, or are you going to believe the report of God? Because God said, I made you, I designed you, I know all about you. I know what
yes,
the doctor
Lord.
Don't know.
Thank you, Jesus.
So said the Spirit. He keep telling me to tell you what I bless you with. You better use wisdom.
Yes,
he
Lord.
He said, the vultures going to come eat you alive. But Lord keep telling me to use wisdom. He keep telling you to use wisdom. That's all I can tell you. I'm not gonna say nothing. He don't tell me. Because if he don't tell me, I'm gonna get off the telephone.
Talk, speak.
But use wisdom.
Yes.
Just use wisdom. You know who to bless and you know who not to bless. You got to know the difference. Who to bless and who not to bless.
Yes, Lord.
You got to know the difference here. Because you got to know what season you're walking in. You got to know what season you're walking in. You got to know what season you're walking in. You're in a season of a paradigm shift. Because God is shifting some things. He's shifting some things out and moving some things in. So said the Spirit. Appreciate you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Pastor Christopher. But in the meantime, folks, we have Pastor Christopher here. You can call in 657-383-1974. The man is here to pray for you, to give you deliverance. If you have family members who need prayer, they're sick in their bodies, you can be an intercessor on their behalf. So don't be afraid. Please call in 657-383-1974. While we're waiting on our next caller, Pastor Christopher, I would like you to talk about the biggest thing in the body of Christ that we have going on today is we have a lot of saints. We talked about this on Tuesday, fighting against each other and having a spirit of unforgiveness when we are done wrong. And a lot of people don't realize the spirit of unforgiveness and having bitterness and hatred towards one another. It causes us to not be able to get our deliverance. It causes us to be held up. So I would like you to elaborate a little bit on that for our listeners, to talk about forgiveness and how to continue the conversation that we had on Tuesday about how it's important to unify within the body of Christ.
Well, when we're dealing with the spirit of forgiveness, is to the point of it. Sometimes the spirit of forgiveness can come from a childhood hurt, somebody being raped, somebody being mistreated. It can come from family issues. It can come from all different elements of unforgiveness. Why people hold unforgiveness in their heart. But the main key is the spirit of jealousy. It's the spirit of jealousy. It can be family breakups. It can be family who left somebody an inheritance, and they fighting over it. Unforgiveness can come in different ways and different forms. And I always say unforgiveness is there. It's like a lot of folks that you see laying up in the hospital, go to some of these hospital rooms and go see these sick patients, and you realize they can get their healing, but the problem is they won't forgive. And I always say unforgiveness is like hitting cancer, you know what I'm talking about? And God is saying you can be free. You can be healed you can get delivered. But he's the only thing that's blocking you is a roadblock of unforgiveness, because the Bible declares that if there's iniquity is in your heart, he said he won't hear you. See, and so the thing of what was dividing the body of Christ is the spirit of jealousy. And when you got the spirit of jealousy in you, it brings on the form of unforgiveness, because you're jealous of what God has done in that person's life. You know, and so you carry the jacket of unforgiveness because the spirit of jealousy and pride is in your heart. You know what I'm saying? And the thing that would break the stronghold, what breaks the stronghold, is you have the power to forgive. Mm-hmm. But pride is in the way. Jealousy is in the way. Bitterness is in the way. Is then the strongholds that stop you, anger stops you from forgiving. And when you forgive somebody,
amen,
you release it yourself. Yeah. So that's what it is.
Amen. Thank you for that elaboration, Pastor Christopher. Once again, we're here. If anybody would like prayer, you guys can call in at 657-383-1974. If you would like prayer, the man has the word. He's here for you to have prayer, to get deliverance, whatever you need. Don't be afraid, because our Lord and Savior says if you be afraid to confess him before man, he will be afraid. He will be ashamed to confess you before his heavenly Father. So please don't be ashamed. Call in. Number is 657-383-1974. But while we're waiting for callers, Pastor Christopher, what I want you to talk about, you mentioned a serious topic that a lot of saints are fighting, a lot of strongholds and spiritual wickedness and demonic forces coming against them. And a lot of us don't realize that that's what's overtaking the body of Christ. And I want you to just to talk to our listeners today about the importance of spiritual warfare and just how to fight the good fight of faith.
Well, the thing is that in Ephesians, when I go to Ephesians chapter 6, when I elaborate on Ephesians chapter 6, and I look at the revelation of that text, and I'm going in detail of what the text is saying there, because you just can't read that text You got to see what the text is saying. How is it talking to you for your situation? And when you're dealing with demonic warfare, he said, put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand. How can you stand if you're not built up in the Word of God? If you're not built up in your most holy faith, according to Jude chapter 1, verse 3. You know, he's talking about build up in your holy faith. But Ephesians chapter 6 say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That means one must be equipped for the battle. How do you get equipped? You get equipped by indulging into the Word of God. Allow the Word to get inside of you. Allow the Word to build your inner man. Also, that you may be able to deal with the demonic forces that come your way. See, when you ain't got no word in you, you ain't got no fight. When you got a word like Psalm 37 that's burning in your spirit, when he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, be not envious against the workers of iniquity, for a length of time I come to. When you got a word like Psalm 35, fight against those that fight against me. Take up shield and buckle. That's something to dance about. When you get a word like Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. That's a word right there. You know? That's a rich word right there. When you go to Psalm chapter 1, blessed the man that walk not in the counsel of godly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer, but his delight. Notice he said his delight.
Tell it now.
Is in the law of the Lord. Think about, he shall meditate day and night. He shall meditate day and night. If I go to Psalm chapter 3, David talked about he was a problem solver. But in order for David to know, he had to ask. See, David declared that 10,000 was against me. He said 10,000. He said 10,000 was against me. There was some demons. There was some Jezebel spirits. There was some lying. There was some haters. There was some jealous folks. They was against me. His own family was against me. His critics was against me. But he said one thing he said in that text. In order for him to know God was a prophet, all he had to do is give it to him, surrender it to him. And then go to sleep. And then we woke up in the morning, he declared that God was a problem. So I'm talking, I don't know who on this line, I don't know who hearing me worldwide, but I'm talking to a pastor. There have been some folks at your church, they've been fighting you. And you want to go in the towel. But God sent me to tell you, based on Psalm chapter 46, verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. Stand still. And don't you move and don't you deviate. God should give me the fight this battle.
Tell it now.
That's how you represent. When you're dealing with demonic warfare, and he said, put on the whole armor. You got to be equipped for the battle. You got to take your shield, your helmet, and your feet with the preparation of the gospel. It's there's a lot of elements in that text. To me, Ephesians chapter 6 is a warfare text. That text right there is preparing you. It's preparing you for the spiritual battle. See, and God is saying that, you know, the soldier got to be equipped for the battle. Because God is not going to send those soldiers out there unequipped. That ain't how he operates. When he's saying you, you're going to be fully equipped for the battle. You're gonna be equipped because you represent the kingdom. See, and when you represent the kingdom, you become a kingdom warrior. You come out? See, and it's like you can't make a babe a heavyweight champion overnight. He has to develop in the spiritual warfare. You know, a lot of people feel that they get saved and they just go out there. No, you got to be equipped to know what you're doing. So, and a lot of people, they think they can deal with demonic warfare. When you got to deal with witches and warlocks, you better make sure you equip. You better know you're grounded in the Word of God, how to handle that spirit. But you got to be anointed and deal with it. Because the anointing destroyed the yoke. Not the preacher, not the prophet, but the anointing destroyed the yoke. That's why he anoints you. When he anoints you, he equipped to walk through life. The anointing makes you walk through life. The anointing is the one that breaks the yoke. I wouldn't be on this prayer line if he didn't anoint me.
Amen.
That's what I want to say right there.
With that being said, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But once again, you can call in 657-383-1974. Pastor Christopher is here to pray for you. The man has the word. He's breaking it down. He's teaching us. So please, don't be afraid. Give us a call, 657-383-1974. With that being said, we'll be right back. We're going to go to a quick commercial break.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Amen. We're back live here with Pastor Christopher with the prayer line. So please don't be afraid to call in, 657-383-1974. We're here. We're here. And we're all saints. We're unified. Whatever you need in the spiritual realm, in your body, anything, we are here to pray for you. And we'll be grateful to see you get delivered and whatever you're going through. But in the meantime, Pastor Christopher, while we're waiting on callers to call in, I want you to talk about the importance of praise, because a lot of times in the kingdom of God, we have some bad days and we have some things that, you know, we're going through, and we just forget about praising. And praise is the way that we get deliberate, and that's the way that we increase our joy. And that praise is one of the key elements that the devil hates. So I just want you to talk about the importance of praise, and how we as saints need to make sure we're praising God on a daily basis, even when we're going through tests and trials.
Praise is the greatest weapon that a believer can have. And praise is praise sets the atmosphere for whatever you may be facing. I don't care what you're going through. Set the atmosphere of praise. You may be sick in your body. You may be going through a storm. Set the atmosphere of praise, because praise will shift the atmosphere. Praise will do something for you that you can't do for yourself. And I like the psalmist of David. David said in Psalm chapter 150, he said, "Praise ye the Lord." You know, he said, "Praise." He said, "Praise." And David, when he said, "Praise ye the Lord," David's talking out of experience. See, because David was a worshiper. Out of all that David went through, David was a worshiper. But see, I don't need David to tell me, "Praise ye the Lord." I got my own experience in praising the Lord. So when you're dealing with praise, You got to set the atmosphere. You got to set the atmosphere of praise and worship. Mm. But one must surrender and set the atmosphere of praise. You come out? You can't say praise ye the Lord if you ain't got no experience of what you're talking about. Uh-uh. You got to be first. You got to become a praiser. You got to become a praiser. And that praise, when you become a praiser, that residue will rub off on somebody else. But you must set the atmosphere of praise in your own house. See, I got to go over here. A lot of folks go to church, but they don't set the atmosphere of praise in their own house. They get to church and they praise all that crazy in the church. But when they get to their own house, they only set their praise. They don't set the atmosphere of praise. In my house, I'll tell you from experience, in my house, I set the atmosphere full of praise because it shifts the atmosphere. The Holy Ghost spoke to me last night when I was ministering to somebody on the phone last night. He spoke to me last night and told me, victory, victory is mine. And I couldn't stop laughing. When you set the atmosphere of praise, the Lord will begin to talk to you. See? The angel, the worshiping angel, will flood your house. You thinking you're in the house by yourself. But when you set the atmosphere of praise, the praise angels, the angelic angels from heaven, they get to flood in your house. Because the atmosphere is set for worship. It's set for worship. And I want to encourage somebody today. I want to thank you for the thing that you do at me, Mr. Floyd Brown. Thank you for throwing that praise at me. Because I want to encourage somebody that set the atmosphere in your house to praise. Let the praise go up in your house. Don't just cut it on for 15 minutes. Let it play all day. Because when you set praise up in your house, it shifts the atmosphere. It'll shift it. God, I say. Ooh, it'll shift the atmosphere for it. I'm not telling you somebody, so I'm walking in it right now. Yeah, boss. I don't care if you got four or five demons to fight you. Set the atmosphere of praise. It'll do something for you. Because ain't no demon. They're not going to feel comfortable when the atmosphere is set for praise. It'll rattle them in their spirit. When you set the atmosphere of praise, they put the devil to running. They're not going to feel comfortable when you set the atmosphere of praise. I feel it right now. I feel the glory right now. Because my house is set full of praise right now. Worship stays on it. And I want to encourage somebody. And first, you got to set the atmosphere of praise and worship. Because God will begin to talk to you. He begin to talk to you. But the atmosphere in your house that be set up with worship and praise. I'm talking to somebody today. You going through a battle. You going through a storm in your house. There's a family member that turned against you. But God sent me to tell you, set the atmosphere of praise and worship in your house. You're calling to tell me about it. You're calling to testify about it. God, I thank you right now. I thank you. God answered my prayer today. He answered my prayer today. God, I thank you. God answered my prayer today. I'm talking to somebody. That's your atmosphere full of praise and worship. Thank you, God. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say to somebody today. Any other questions?
Amen. With that being said, do we have any other callers? The number that you can reach us at is 657-383-1974. Pastor Chris is here. He's delivering the word. He's teaching. He's telling the people what thus said the Lord. So, please, don't be ashamed. If you need prayer, give us a call, 657-383-1974. While we're waiting on the line, Pastor Christopher, what I want to do, I just want to give our viewers and listeners the opportunity to find out what Punch TV is doing and how we're investing back in the body of Christ. Punch TV and our CEO, Joseph Collins, is offering shares at $1 per share. And he is particularly targeting right now the Midwest. He's getting ready to go on a trip in the Midwest, in the Chicago area, to basically to let urban communities know that they can invest in generational wealth as well, because so many times that a lot of minorities, we don't know about investment. But our CEO is coming to the Midwest August 29th through September 3rd to talk about investment opportunities in Punch TV. There's opportunities where churches can get involved and invest with their congregations. They're only a dollar per share. This is an opportunity where you can bring in revenue for your church. If you're listening right now, you're a pastor or you're a minister, the shares are only $1 per share. And I can guarantee you within the next couple years, Punch TV Studios will be a big televised network. We are on the move, and we want you to get on the bandwagon with us. So make sure you look in at those opportunities. You can go to www.punchtvstudios.com, and you can find out more about what we're doing here at Punch TV. But with that being said, when it just dropped in my spirit to talk about praise, Pastor Christopher, because a lot of saints, we go through the troubles and the sorrows of life, and we just forget about that's our weapon, is praise and faith. Because the Bible says it tells us to keep the shield of faith, that we may be able to defend. The shield of faith, that's our defense weapon, because a person, they don't have a problem until they have a faith failure. When you stop believing and trusting in God, then you in some serious hot water. And the devil, we know, is here in this last day to try to wear out the patience of the saints. So I just want you to just elaborate about having patience, about being able to wait on God and just trust and believe that he going to do what he said he going to do. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes that means we forget that God will provide. And sometimes our timing is not his timing. So therefore, we get impatient and we don't know how to wait. And then we turn back unto the world for answers, when Jesus is the answer. So I want you to talk about that a little bit, if you would, Pastor Chris.
Okay. If we go to James chapter 1, verse 4, and it said, verse 4. He says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect entirely wanting nothing. But he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberty, and upbraid not, that it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, let him ask in faith, not wavered, for he that wavered is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind tossed to and fro. But the thing is that, number one, is when you're dealing with patience is basically dealing with wait. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't have no patience. They don't have patience to wait for nothing, you know. And you got to have patience to wait, because that waiting, the waiting may be the cause of God. He got you waiting for a purpose. And a lot of times, you know, people can't wait on the anointing. They can't wait. They want God to anoint them fast and hurry. But God has a certain time when he's going to anoint you. God has a certain time when he's going to elevate you. God has a certain time when he's going to take you where he needs to take you. But you got to have patience to wait. That's why Psalm 27 said, wait on the Lord. You know, but a lot of times people sometimes people don't have they don't have time to wait, because that is the biggest it's the biggest hurdle for a lot of people. When you talk about wait, you're gonna be saying, hey, what you talking about wait? You know what I'm if I go to Psalms 27, verse 14, it says, wait on the Lord. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, and when he said wait, it may be 2 days. It may be a year. But he wants you to wait. Have patience enough to wait on it. Because if you wait on it, then you'll be glad you waited. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't hurry him. You can't rush him.
Amen.
You know? And that's the thing. You know, when you talk about, you tell some people, say, wait on the Lord, and they look at you like you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? But see, when they say wait on the Lord, he may be saving you from a drive-by shooting. He may be saving you from yourself. You don't know what he may be saving you for. Why he telling you to wait? He telling you wait for a purpose. Because he got something greater for you. He may say, hey, wait before you marry that, wait before you marry that woman. Wait before you, before that woman marry that man. You know, wait, he's saying wait. Because he don't want you to get caught up in some stuff that you can't get yourself out of. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand when he said wait. Because he knows the purpose behind why he's telling you to wait. He probably said, hey, wait, you got a blessing here? You got $50,000? Wait before you give it all out to the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, his weight may not be your weight. See?
Amen.
So you got to understand the purpose of why the Holy Ghost is saying wait. You know what I'm saying? He probably said wait before you get up in that car. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, they want you to go to a party. And the Holy Ghost quickened you and said, hey, wait, don't get in that car right now. You better wait. You come out? So he has a purpose behind the word wait. It may be I'm patient for you. But when God is saying wait, you better heed to it. Because when the Holy Ghost says tell you to wait, you better take heed to what he talked about. And that's why you go to Psalm 27. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. How can he strengthen your heart if you don't wait on it? You come out?
Amen.
I just gave you a little bit of it. I ain't give them all up.
Hey, that's crazy. Let the Lord use you. This is we want the people to know, because the whole purpose of what I believe God is doing with this prayer line and with this show is to teach the people the word of God, because oftentimes is that we, as being saints in the kingdom of God, you know, just like we have this government, we have to follow the rules and regulations in the government, and in order to, you know what I'm saying, to get access of money and all those other things and stuff like that. But the thing about it is, in the kingdom of God, us as being saints, we have a government, a kingdom that's full of blessings and mercy and grace, but sometimes we just don't know how to operate within that government to utilize the principles that we have in the kingdom of God to further ourselves in God. So I want you to talk about that, you know, just a little bit of, as far as just about the purpose of how God wants to bless his people.
Okay. Psalms 22, I'm going to get it for this, what you just said. Psalms 122 says, peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palace. Okay. And then, Psalms, let me see, Psalms, Okay. Oh, my. But before I get to that one, I'm dealing with Wade again. I just got this. Psalm 28 verse 8 says, "The Lord is our strength, and He is the saving strength of the anointed." That's what the process of wait. That's why He wants the people to wait. But getting back to what you were saying. The thing is that people have to be taught, because some things is not taught. It's caught. They got to catch it in the realm. They got to catch it in the realm of the spirit. You know, because a lot of times, it's the lack of teaching that the people are getting, and you got to know who you sit under. And it's like Pastor Paul Shepherd said yesterday, I thank God for Pastor Paul Shepherd. I thank God for him. I think it's Destiny Christian Center, Church Fellowship, Destiny Christian Fellowship, Pastor Paul Shepherd. Awesome preacher, awesome teacher. He said, why you got so many bad marriages, situations like you were basically what you talking about? He said it's because of the lack of teaching. You know, he said it's a lack of teaching. And I totally agree with you. You got to be careful of the leader that you sit yourself under. Because if he's not teaching you the word of God line by line and precept by precept, then you're going to have a problem. You come out. That's why a lot of folks are messed up in the church. It's because of the lack of teaching that they're getting. You know, one preacher that I sat under, I thank God for him, and he gone on the glory. The late apostle, Kenneth Green, the late pastor of the Messiah Full Gospel Baptist Church, right here on Figueroa. That man was a teacher. He was a teacher. He was a great teacher. Another pastor that I was able to sit under too, Pastor Quentin Oldham from TriStone Baptist Church, right here on Adams in Los Angeles. He's an awesome teacher, awesome. Every time I used to go to visit his Bible study, I would literally cry. Tears was coming out of my eyes because the word was so rich. But the thing different is he was anointed. He was anointed. That's the difference. You know, he was anointed. And go by what you were saying, it's a lack of teaching in the church. I pray to help somebody. I only touch one life to all praise is due to the Most High.
With that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break, Pastor Chris, but please call in. The number you can reach us at is 657-383-1974. Pastor Chris is here teaching us. He's giving us the word. He's here praying for the saints of God. So please, don't be ashamed. If you need prayer for your family members, we're here. Because the Bible tells us, pray ye one for another. And so we're here for you. And we'll be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
We are back with the prayer line with Pastor Christopher. If you need prayer, please call in 657-383-1974. Pastor Chris is here for you to pray for you and to meet your needs, whatever is going on in your life. Before we went to commercial break, Pastor Chris, I think you had something to say. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Can you, can you make sure you tell the people about the link in case they want to listen to it after we get off the air, the link to this prayer line, to the Punch TV prayer line,
yes.
The link.
Yes, if you go to punchtv.com/blogtalk, you can actually go on the line and actually listen to Pastor Chris prayer line. The tags are Punch TV, Pastor Christopher. You can type in hope or prophetic. Any of those tags would allow you to re-listen to this show and listen to what we talked about today and what God has given the man of God to speak unto the people. With that being said, please don't be hesitant to call in 657-383-1974. Pastor Chris is here. He's looking for individuals out there across the United States to call in and give prayer, because we're here to help you out through the Spirit of God. But with that being said, Pastor Christopher, I just want you to talk about the biggest problem. I know this is a very touchy subject, but I just want to ask you about it. But people don't realize that the wages of sin is death, and that's what's causing us to go to sleep a little early. And a lot of people and a lot of ministers, you know, sometimes they justify sin. They justify sin to fit the bill, you know, to keep the tithes coming in, to keep the money rolling. But as ministers, God requires us. He has a high standard of us, and He requires us to be on a hundredfold level. So I just want you to talk about about the sin and how sin is deadly within the kingdom of God, and how we must align ourselves up with the kingdom in order to be blessed.
I heard a pastor from the pastor from Jacob Chapel out there in Tallahassee, Florida. He was in a situation, and Pastor Jeremiah Simmons, that's his name. He said that you can't defend sin. You got to call sin for what it is. And a lot of times, sin become a crucial part that some preachers don't talk about in the pulpit. Based on, because if you talk about sin, you won't get no tithe. And I'm the type of person that this is, I got to call it how I see it. And I don't care nothing about your tithe. I don't care nothing about it. I don't care nothing about it, because the Holy Ghost wasn't talking about. He wasn't talking about us. He talking about Israel when you're dealing with tithe. And a lot of times, the preachers won't tell you the truth about tithe. Tithing is consistent. You stand at the door as an usher. Tithing is singing in the choir. That's what tithing is. If they tell you the truth about it, that's what something that they ain't gonna tell you the truth about either. About tithing, you know. And you go to Fuga, you know, and the David, that's what he said. And you go to Malachi when he said, bring you all the tithes in the storehouse. He's not talking about no money. He talking about food. He said that there may be meat in my house. Where is he talking about money at? There may be meat in my house. He's not talking about no money. You know? And I don't believe in tithing because it ain't biblical. He ain't talking to us. He's talking to Israel. They need to read, examine the text. But that's a subject a lot of pastors get pissed off at me, mad at me about. But I love them. But I got to tell the truth. But as we're dealing with sin is like America's most wanted when you're talking about sin. And people saying, I just tell them when you're dealing with sin, God got a warrant for your arrest. And He know how to arrest you in a way where, to where the point where He made you, He designed you. When you're talking about sin, folks going to get upset with you. They're going to turn on you. They're going to get mad at you. I'm a living witness, but I have to call it how I see it. Because the Bible says in Ezekiel, if you see the sword coming and if you don't warn them, then the blood is required at your hand. Their blood is going to be on your hand. And you got to tell them whether they like it or not. You can't sugarcoat it. You can't cover it up. You can't put a Band-Aid over it. You got to call it like it is. You can't sugarcoat the word of God. People will use the Bible to justify their sin. You can't use the Bible to justify your sin. If you're wrong, you're wrong. It's from the pulpit to the back door. See, come out? You know, it's just
amen.
Like number one is this. See, this one is it. People will justify. They're justifying shacking. And they make every excuse not to get down to the altar. But they don't make no excuse when they got the shack. You got to call sin for what it is. And that's what it is. Sin is what it is. You know what I'm talking about? Sin is a choice. And you make that choice whether you want to sin or not. Because ain't nobody forcing you to sin. That's your choice. And so when that pastor's standing in that pulpit every Sunday, he got to call it like it is. Because if he don't call sin on the carpet, then he shouldn't be in that pulpit. He shouldn't be preaching that word if he can't call sin for what it is. I don't care who it offends. You got to call it what it is because the Bible says, yeah, if you see the sword coming and you don't warn them, then the blood is required at your hand. And you don't want that blood on your hand because you have not warned this person. You can save that person from going to hell if you warn them. Because when the pastor stands behind that sacred desk on Sunday morning, that pulpit is to pull that man or that woman. It's to pull them out of hell. You know? And sin is a controversial subject because a lot of people, they do not feel comfortable when you mention sin. Now, if you're talking about praise and worship, oh, they get excited. They love when you talk about Daniel and the lion again. It's immune to them. It's excited to them. But when you tell them they got to be born again, they get nervous. You talk about sin, they walk up out the church. They don't feel comfortable about sin because you know why? It convicts the hell out of them. That's why they'll talk about sin. They don't want to be convicted. You know?
Amen.
They don't want nobody to pull them up. They don't want nobody to pull them on the carpet. But you know what it is? If somebody pulls you out on the carpet and telling you about your sin, they not hurting you. They helping you. That's the difference. But your spirit got to be open for correction.
Amen. So, callers, we are here on the line for prayer. The number that you can reach is at 657-383-1974. Pastor Christopher is here laying down the law and the ways that we need to live in order to be blessed and successful in the kingdom of God. If you need prayer, the man of God is here to pray for you, to witness to you, to speak into your spirit, to give you encouragement, enrichment, to go about your day. Please give us a call at 657-383-1974. That's excellent. What you said, Pastor Chris, because we have a lot of ministers who renege the truth from their congregation. They don't tell the people that they have to align themselves up with the will of God. And they have to serve God with all their heart because, I want you to close out with this because a lot of preachers will tell you, well, do what I say, not what I do. Meaning is we have to live the same lifestyle that we live on a Sunday. It's got to be lived on Monday through Sunday, not just on Sunday. So I just, you know, within the last 6 minutes, I just want you to close out about how it's important to just to keep our daily lifestyle and focus and walking in the spirit that we, you know, saying that we won't give in to the wheels and the wires of the flesh.
Let me just say this first. You won't find no perfect preacher. You won't find no perfect pastor nowhere in the city of Los Angeles, nowhere around the world. Because every preacher don't make a mistake. Every preacher gonna have some shortcuts. He's not gonna be perfect. And I want to put that out there. Dr. Marvin Sapp said, Dr. Marvin Winans said that preacher something called he hit at me. And he said, sometimes God allow a preacher to go through adultery in order to tell somebody else, to bring them closer to God. And a lot of times that preacher, that pastor, got to maintain his integrity. Because it's not an easy journey. And I don't care how good you live, I don't care how sanctified you are, how anointed you are, people gonna find fault in you. People gonna lie, people gonna talk about you.
Amen.
But for elect's sake, you gotta suffer these things. Only thing I would like to say is this, is as that preacher stand behind that sacred desk every Sunday, the people got to realize he human too. He bleeds just like anybody else. And he gonna make some mistakes. But you gotta look past this preacher and you gotta see God. Make sure you have a relationship with the Most High, not with the preacher. Okay? Because the preacher,
amen,
is just the preacher is just the instrument. He's just a tool by God. He just sits there on assignment. He ain't God, because there ain't no nails in his hand. Ain't no nails in his hand. Ain't no nails in his feet. Ain't no blood come dripping down. You can make it at the preacher backslide. Didn't no preacher go to Calvary for you. You can make it at the preacher backslide. Because a lot of people are so caught up in the preacher. They worship the preacher. They make the preacher out to be a celebrity. And if he get caught up in that hype, then the people got him. Then he going to miss God. He going to miss his season. Because it ain't about the preacher. It's about the Holy Ghost. And that's what I want to close out. Because without the
Amen.
Holy Ghost, that preacher won't stand there every Sunday. Because it ain't that preacher's ability. If God gives him the ability to do what he do. And the Holy Ghost just wants that preacher every Sunday to give him the glory, not the preacher. You don't give the preacher no glory. You give the Holy Ghost the glory. Because we don't work for the people. We work for the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the only one who can fire me. And that's why I work for him. Because he's the greatest boss in the world. He's the only one who can fire me.
Amen.
And I want to close out with that.
Amen. That was wonderful. I think, Pastor Christopher, I don't think you know, but I think you blessed a lot of people today by just giving them the word, by encouraging them, by feeding them, because we all need that, and we all need the reinforcement, you know, from other saints and other troops, you know, that is encouraging us that we are somebody in God and that we can move forward despite what we're going through in our lives and despite the trials and tribulations that we're suffering, that we can be also blessed. And God wants to bless his people. He wants to continue to see us grow. And I think you caused some people to be promoted today, Pastor Christopher, just within their spirit by giving them the words of encouragement, by telling them the truth. And not being ashamed of the gospel. So we will, we definitely appreciate that. And I'm pretty sure our callers and our listeners enjoy. But we will be back online, back on the air on Tuesday, same time at noon. The number that you can call us at is going to be 657-383-1974. It's Prayer Line with Pastor Christopher. The man is here to pray with you, to intercede with you. If you need help with your family, anything that you need, that you're going through, this is God's man, and he has been ordained and given the Spirit of God to intercede for you. So please, don't be ashamed to call in 657-383-1974. And until next time, we want to say God bless you, be encouraged, and we will be here back on the line Tuesday.
Hey,
at
can
noon.
You do this? Can you do 2 minutes? Tell them about the prophetic hour.
Oh, you go ahead and tell them about it, Pastor Chris.
Yeah, you can tell them. Yeah.
The prophetic hour will be on Tuesday at noon, where Pastor Chris will be interceding.
Is that two?
No, it would be noon. It'll be noon.
Okay.
He will be interceding for members, whoever needs prayer and whoever needs help. Pastor Chris will be here for you. So please give us a call, same number, 657-383-1974, and he will be here interceding on your behalf. With that being said, you have a good day, be blessed, and be encouraged.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.